Well, the short answer is they weren't used at all. Why weren't they used? Because from the 13th of July, 1789, the revolutionaries had taken control of Paris and never lost control of Paris. Therefore, they didn't need barricades to defend themselves against anybody attacking them. There's actually, I don't think there are even reports, I certainly haven't come across any, of the Paris crowd building barricades even on the 11th or 12th of July when they thought they might be attacked by royal troops. It just never got to that. It never got to that stage. Bear in mind, however, when barricades did start to be built, really in 1830, they were inheriting a very long tradition of Parisian barricade building, going back essentially to the late 16th century, to the so-called Day of the Barricades, when the Catholic crowd, organised by the Catholic League, set up barricades, both to defend themselves against a king they distrusted, Henry III, and indeed then to push him out of Paris. I think that was 1588, I think the first day of the barricades. So basically, there is a tradition of barricade building. The extent to which it was passed down from the generations so that Parisians during the revolution or subsequently would have known about using them as a means of defence, I simply don't know. But I think the point about, you cite that appalling film, that appalling musical, Les Misérables. Well, the music is... but basically, Les Misérables, I think, apart from its many crimes, is also responsible for terminally confusing many people about the French Revolution, because they think that those barricades built during at the end of Les Misérables are something to do with either the 1789 revolution or even the 1830 revolution or even the 1848. Of course, they are to do with none of them. They are to do with one particular Republican rising against King Louis Philippe, which was fairly inconsequential and was very quickly put down, which was in fact in June 1832, the so-called Lamarque riots, when the Republicans tried to raise Paris in the wake of the funeral of a popular Republican and indeed Napoleonic general, General Lamarque. So June 1832. And Hugo just happened to be on the spot when the rising happened, and was shot at various arcades of the Palais Royal, and saw the barricades going up, and then went home and wrote about it. The other key thing about the barricades, though, is that they're absolutely linked to one key part of the Paris crowd. Either people who knew how to build barricades, builders and stonemasons. And so it's no coincidence that the barricades were built as well and stoutly as they were, because they were built by professionals. If you read the autobiography of one of the a radical stonemason who came from the Auvergne to Paris, and then ended up actually as a deputy under the Third Republic, whose name I've forgotten, and it will come back to me, you've got to forgive me about this. It just shows you just how important stonemasons were to the revolutionary tradition.